And with Nathan Brown and Cam Luke live at Etihad Stadium, he joins us on Gillette Trade Radio. Congratulations.
No, thanks very much, boys.
Now, mate, how's it been? We just heard you speak there. It's been an interesting year and the pressure's obviously building, but now it's finally official. Is it a weight off your shoulders?
A little bit. I suppose I'm more excited than anything. It's always been the dream to play AFL and I suppose to play for North Melbourne. And now that I'm finally on the list, I'm just, yeah, really excited.
How comfortable are you now that you've obviously done a pre-season, you went to Utah? How good of a grounding is that for coming into this year? Because you seem like you're a ready-made senior player.
Well, yeah, it's been fantastic just to get to know all the players and all the staff a year early. Yeah, I'm just as I said, I'm just really excited and hopefully it is a good grounding. I suppose the proof will be in the pudding next year, but yeah, I'm just really excited to get into pre-season and I suppose start building towards next year.
23 touches a game in the three finals games for Werribee in the VFL. Does that give you a confidence going up against the senior bodies when the intensity is so high?
Yeah, that's given me a lot of confidence that final series. Obviously, it would have been nice to keep going and win the premiership. But yeah, those games were fantastic for me, and yeah, they've given me a lot of confidence. Obviously, playing against a lot of AFL players who were coming back because their first were out of the finals. So yeah, it gave me a lot of confidence.
Now the old man's in Europe, obviously on holidays, having a great time. What do you reckon he'll say to you the first time you ring him?
Yeah, he's got the feet up in Europe, the whole family, so they left me behind. But no, he's just going to be really excited and really proud. You know, we've been building towards it for a very long time. You know, I've gone for North for a very long time, and I think he'll be very proud just to know that I'm finally on the list, and I think he'll be even prouder, hopefully, when I finally pull on the blue and white stripes.
You said you wanted to base your game on Luke Hodge. You see yourself as that quarterback role growing into a half-back role with the guys like Lockie Hansen and Scotty Thompson down there?
Yeah, well, I said that before, and obviously I'd like to be half the player that Hodge is. Obviously a superstar, but yeah, I suppose in my early days, I'd like to, yeah, just go off a half-back and feed off those players like Lockie and Scotty Thompson, who are obviously fantastic players. So yeah, that's obviously the goal, and yeah, just got to work towards it.
Did I read that Jack Zabel's a bit of an idol of yours?
Yeah, he is a little bit of an idol.
Now, you don't tell him that, do you?
No, I don't tell him that, so he's probably going to hear it here. but no, he's been fantastic, Jack. Really sets the example at training and even on game day. So, yeah, he's definitely a idol of mine.
Have you spoken to the coach, Brad Scott, since it's all been announced?
No, I haven't. So, you know, I'm just waiting for the call from him. But no, I haven't spoken to him. But I spoke to him last week at draft camp. And, you know, we've been in regular touch all year. And yeah, he's a fantastic coach, Brad.
What sort of feedback has he given you over the course of the year? Obviously, you've done a lot of training with the footy club, but where he sees you a player, what your strengths and weaknesses are?
Oh, well, I suppose we've had a few chats here and there, and I suppose before round one, you know, before round one at the start of the year, we were at training and he was saying this could be you next year. So yeah, he's been really good, Brad. He's given me a lot of confidence, and obviously the club's had a lot of faith in me, allowing me to train there all year. But yeah, he's been really good, and I suppose seeing that Dad's worked at the club for such a long time, I've got to know Brad since he's been at the club, and yeah, I'm really comfortable talking to him. So
what happens now? We're talking to Luke McDonald, who will be taken with pick number 8 by the North Melbourne Football Club after West Coast nominate him as pick 6. So it had to be matched by the next available draft pick, pick number 8. What happens now, mate? Where does it all sit for the next couple of weeks before pre-season starts?
Well, I'm actually going away to Thailand with a few of the first-year North Melbourne boys, but yeah, we'll get back and get training, and then I think we're jetting off to Utah, so for our pre-season camp. But yeah, just going to hopefully get back training in good shape, so I'll start training over the next couple of weeks and have a bit of a break in Thailand, and then yeah, get back into things.
You touched on university as well. What happens there? Have you spoken to the club about hopefully continuing your studies, or do you think deferring might be something you might need to do?
Well, at the start of the year, they were really keen on me to do full-time uni. I've been able to do 8 units this year, which has really set me up and put me in good stead for
8
the
units. That's more than anyone in the country, Brownie.
You said arts course. What exactly in the arts?
Yeah, that's it. I get a lot of stick from the boys about arts.
Arts are very broad too.
It's very broad.
Brownie wants to know: are you into painting, or how does it work?
Well, some of the boys think it's finger painting, but but no, I wanted to do commerce, but I didn't get the grade. So hopefully, I'll switch into commerce. But yeah, it's definitely not finger painting. It's a little bit more complex than that.
So I'd imagine you'd have short-term, long-term goals. Is one of your short-term goals to play round one next year?
Yeah, well, it definitely, it's something that I've been working towards since I got to the club. The goal was to play round one, but in saying that, you know, there's 22 rounds, and as long as I hopefully get a taste next year, it doesn't really matter if that's round one or round 22. So yeah, that'd be a goal, but obviously a lot of the hard work to go before that happens.
And I know you've just signed up with the Kangaroos, but any word on Nick Del Santo coming through the trade period also? Did Scotty say something about that?
No, he hasn't mentioned that, but it'd be really nice to have Nicky Dell at the team as well. I mean, if you've got Brent Harvey, Daniel Wells, and Nicky Dell, you know, one of them's going to have to get off the chain. So, yeah, it'd be very nice for him to get to North Melbourne.
I'll tell you what, Brownie, how is Luke? And a wonderful player. I've seen a fair bit of him during the VFL finals, and he's going to be great for the club. He's only just been announced, and he's off to Thailand on a footy trip, so he's just wandering off. It's a pretty good start to your AFL career.
Oh, yeah, look, it'll be a bit of relaxation with the boys. So, no, hopefully we can get in some sun and get a bit of a tan going. But, no, it'll be nice, just a little bit of a celebration before we get back into things.
Luke, now, have you got a girlfriend or anything like that at the moment?
No, I'm on the lookout. So, look, if there's anyone...
Reckon too hard in Thailand.
Reckon you might struggle, Brownie?
Not now. But, AFL certainly does wonders, but he's a good-looking cat already.
Oh, thanks, Brownie. Appreciate it. But, no girlfriend at the moment.
Yeah, your Twitter numbers are about to explode too, I reckon, Luke. Congratulations, though. Thoroughly deserved. In the system at North Melbourne for a while now. A great VFL year, and you're going to be picked number 8 in the draft, which I think is about right. Good luck, mate, going forward.
No, thank you very much, boys.